אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 400.
We are reading in the books of בעל הסולם, article The Freedom. The subtitle, The Law of Causality. The Law of Causality.
כן, אנחנו קוראים במאמר החירות, עמוד 415, כותרת חוק הסיבתיות.
We are reading The Law of Causality, Article The Freedom.
כדאי לקחת לנו זמן.
The Law of Causality. It is worthwhile taking some time to grasp such an important thing, meaning how we exist in the world as beings with a self, where each of us regards himself as a unique entity, acting on its own, independent of external, alien, and unknown forces. And in what this being, the self, becomes revealed to us. It is true that there is a general connection among all the elements of reality before us, which abides by the law of causality, by way of cause and effect, moving forward. And as the whole, so is each item for itself, meaning that each and every creature in the world from the four types, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, abides by the laws, by the law of causality, by way of cause and effect. Moreover, each particular form of a particular conduct which a creature follows while in this world is pushed by ancient causes, compelling it to accept that change in that conduct, and not another whatsoever. This is apparent to all who examine the ways of nature from a pure scientific point of view and without a mixture of bias. Indeed, we must analyze this matter to allow ourselves to examine it from all sides.
Ken.
Yep.
I
don't see any questions.
Meaning,
what does he want to say? Everything revolves around the law of causality, and it works on all the still vegetative, animate, and speaking. Also in each and every species, and in the connection between species and types, and this law, it advances us towards the goal. And we live under this law as long as we need in order to maintain it. When we don't have a reason to maintain it, to keep it, so then we come out of this existence. That's how we die, I mean. That's what happens. That's what he's saying. That all of creation, every individual creation, that the creation is in this world, it is pushed by previous meanings that forces it to receive the changes upon it until it reaches its purpose to fulfill its part in creation in the complete way. So, what do we have in PT 19 here?
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He mentions here the law of causality in the still vegetative and animate. What is this law? What is this law of causality in the still vegetative and animate?
That each and every part in creation exists in order to maintain all of creation and fill something in it, fill its place in creation, that it must.
And he's asking the questions we need to dissect to allow us to look at it from all sides. Why do we need to analyze it?
That it needs to be clear that we're in creation, each one in his own space, and needs to keep his destiny.
Yes, but why do we need to clarify it? If it's a law of causality, who needs to clarify it?
Each and every one. Otherwise, he won't keep this law.
And what does this law say? I haven't understood it yet. What is this law of causality? What does Baal HaSulam mean when he says that?
That you must fulfill your role in creation.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Gilad.
Shalom Rav.
We have another question.
Hello
Rav, I wanted to ask, does the force of the ego continue to push people forward, or is this something that will end?
I don't understand.
This uniqueness, does it still push people towards progress, or is it something that will end soon?
Why should it end?
Maybe we've reached some level of completion in this development.
But did we correct this ego? The Creator didn't create anything for no reason. I guess this ego also has a role. Did we fulfill this role or not? If we finished with it, so I guess it's about to disappear. And if we hadn't fulfilled it yet, so we will probably need to use it until with it we'll also reach something. The ego is a very strong force that specifically with it we reach a lot of achievements. Okay, let's keep going.
Rav, why is there a contradiction between the feeling of this individuality and the entire system? Why doesn't it connect together?
Because the entire system exists in order to sustain itself entirely, and each and every detail doesn't feel more than his own ego, his own desire. That's why there's separation and contradiction between every part in the entire system completely.
And in the corrected state, we're going to be in the full feeling of the individual and the entire system at large?
That's in the end.
And what is the contradiction in the beginning?
There's no connection between all the parts. There's a shattering. There's no connection between the parts. That's why each and every part feels himself and his selfishness and doesn't feel the others. On the contrary, he feels that all the others must fill everything he wants.
But that too is out of little selfishness. He doesn't have a lot of it in the beginning. It grows in the way.
Right, it grows and becomes even further away than the others. Okay, right? Okay.
Woman muck.
Women muck.
Здравствуйте, Рав, мировой ответ.
Hello, Rav, World Klee. Say, please, the nation of Israel has a purpose, and we study it. How can we learn about the purpose of the Ten and the purpose of our society?
From the Kabbalists. From the Kabbalists. They write us, they reveal what our destiny is.
Can we pray on this topic?
We can raise a prayer about any topic, yes.
We're in the topic, the four factors. Bear in mind that every emergence occurring in the beings of the world must be perceived not as extending existence from absence, but as existence from existence. Through an actual entity that has shed its previous form and has robed its current one. Therefore, we must understand that in every emergence in the world, there are four factors where from the four of them together arises that emergence. They are called by the names A, the source, B, the unchanging conduct of cause and effect related to the source's own attribute. C, its internal conducts of cause and effect, which change by contact with alien forces. And D, the conducts of cause and effect of alien things which affect it from the outside. I will clarify them one at a time.
Meaning, in each and every one of us, there are four reasons to the way that specific kind behaves. So it's the causes within itself, and the cause and effect from its internality and from the alien forces, and the alien forces themselves, the way they change. So we'll see how we are activated by these four causes that work in each one of us.
The first reason, the source, the first matter. A, the source is the first matter related to that being. For there is nothing new under the sun. And in anything that happens in our world is not existence from absence, but existence from existence. It is an entity that has stripped off its former shape and taken on another form different from the first. And that entity which shed its previous form is defined as the source. In it lies the potential destined to be revealed and determined at the end of the formation of that emergence. Therefore, it is clearly considered its primary cause.
Okay, I don't see any questions. Yes, Gilad, do you have something?
Yes. Two questions. One, it seems that in the first part of the article, Baal HaSulam builds in us some questions, some clarifications, research that we have to delve into. So I wanted to ask, what is the proper research we have to delve into the words of Baal HaSulam?
He gives you a foundation for his research. And then he starts advancing with it, sometimes to one branch, then it goes into a different branch, in order to later on connect all branches together and bring them into realization. It's according to his mindset.
Thank you. The second question is about what we've just read, the source that has stripped its previous form is called defined as a source. In it lies the potential destined to be revealed. That essence, it is felt that we are moving, passing to one another. How do we really guard and keep it for it to be clean and not always dirty?
I don't know. I know one thing. If we take care of all these causes because we need to reveal them in us and pass them on, so by that we develop ourselves and reach an understanding about the forces that work in us, that we are activated by them, and how we need to be activated, and through being activated, how we need to be worthy for that force that is activating. Everything altogether brings us to identification between us and the Creator, to the connection between us. So that's what we're learning about, the first cause, the second cause, on behalf of Him, on behalf of nature, that continues and extends from alien forces and so on. It's all, it appears in us so we can connect them all together and present them back to the upper force that is working on us, existence from absence.
That same source, sometimes it feels that it talks about the desire to receive, and another time it feels like it talks about the point in the heart. What should I grasp onto?
The source is our root in Keter, meaning, even though it's the will to receive, it disconnects from the Creator's will to bestow in order to develop in us as a created being. As long as it's still in the Creator and annuls in the Creator and isn't felt that it exists, and then when it's revealed, then around it already begin the forces of creation start revealing themselves, or the will to receive, let's say, from the root, 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. Okay, next. Moscow 7.
Да, спасибо, Раф. Если мы приводимся в действие скрытыми или явными причинно-следственной цепочкой,
if we are acted upon by open reasons of cause and effect, how can we speak about freedom?
It's like that for sure, and we need to reveal it.
Can it be said that the point of freedom is where we feel that point of yesh me'ayin, of something from nothing?
Ну, сейчас мы не можем об этом говорить.
Love, we can't talk about that now. We can't determine our point of freedom yet. No.
Нет, еще нет. Не могу даже объяснить.
No. Not yet. I can't even explain it yet.
But it's in this direction.
Будем набирать сведения, а потом...
You don't even need to think about it right now. Let's gather a few more signs. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav,
what is the connection between Rishimo that is that we only speak about in our lessons and the source?
The source is the foundation from which we come out, and the records, the Rishimot, are the details that are revealed from that source. The Rom one, South one.
What does it mean to pass to the friends the essence? To rely on drawer's question.
Again?
What does it mean to pass essence to the friends, the source to the friends? Drawer asked you that we are passing to the friends the essence.
What essence? You're whatever he asked, yes. You're building your theory on that?
The previous question, I understood that we need to connect to these questions and suck from them.
Okay, keep your confusion to yourself. I don't know what essence. Usually we reach that word and let it go, because essence can't be attained. Okay, Gilad. First reason. Oh, wait, we have Women, Moscow, 18.
Rav, правильно ли думать, что лучше...
Rav, is it correct to think that the best that a person can do with his freedom of choice, freedom of will, is to give it to the Creator? Maybe this is why it's created for the person to give it to the Creator.
Rav, it's all true, only if we do it through the friends. Otherwise, he'll just get a double lie and nothing except for it.
Can you speak a little more about this double lie?
There's nothing to say about it. A person will lie to himself. You'll discover it later on. He'll think that he's the wisest, the most successful.
Woman, have two.
Women, Hebrew, two.
Rav, in this article, Baal HaSulam really shatters all of the illusion of freedom and shows a person that he is activated on all levels. What is the purpose? What is the spiritual action he wants to derive from this?
He wants us to know whether we have freedom or not, just like the article itself. The article is called The Freedom. Do we have freedom or not? That's what he wants, to bring us knowledge about that.
The impression is that we don't have freedom, at least not as we perceive freedom.
So we have to understand on what level yes, and on what level no. Still, to be the free nation in our land, that's our purpose. That we will be free in our desire, in our land, in our will. And that is the essence of man, and specifically from all created beings, still vegetative and animate, and even the speaking, there's a part of the speaking that has an ability to rise to a degree where they are free, that they are as the Creator, like the Creator.
How does the Kabbalist perceive freedom? What is the freedom in the Kabbalist eyes?
I don't know. That's not the topic now. After we learn all this and understand it, to that extent, we'll be able to understand. I won't give you an answer now. What should come in only a few more pages?
PT-35.
Rav, what does it mean that what softness was stripped by the old source and
That the will to receive that the Creator created gets all kinds of forms. So the will to receive gets some kind of certain type of a desire, and then according to that, his form changes, and then it changes more and more and more. And from that, we see that the will to receive that receives all these forms on itself, it changes. And we can learn according to his external changes also his internal changes, what happens to him.
The meaning that it moves from forms of reception to the forms of bestowal?
That's what we'll learn about, yeah. Okay, I must go to info. Please.
Dear brothers and sisters, dear spiritual family, only another 4.5 days and then we will have the biggest spiritual event ever organized in mankind. How blessed are we? When we were setting up in the Holland, in Netherlands, the Mirror Congress we just spoke about, and we also spoke with a lot of other tents in Europe. And in many cases, there was like heaviness. There was, you know, resistance, hard to move. Let's hold each other, friends. Let's hold each other in the thought that this is the moment where the Creator is trying to contact us. That He's actually tending to us. That He is preparing us for the Congress. The only thing we need to do is to make a little step towards Him by showing that we want to love each other and that we want to unite. So let's be in this thought to give each other this force, to ask the Creator to give each other this force, and not to forget to be joyful that we have this degree and that we are also working towards a complete new degree. Friends, we need everyone. We need every friend. Every friend is of the utmost importance. We need every part of our soul. So do not forget to register. Do this corporeal act from this intention for each other. Do this register on the Congress site. Even if you contact, like, is your gathering only physical together, register on the Congress site. Damir, what's going on for the rest in Europe?
Well, the fact is, there will be a lot of gatherings all around the world happening. For instance, the Croatian 10 will gather in Serbia in one village called Čibutkovica near Belgrade. And, for instance, in Germany, there will be gathering in 4 different places. In Bulgaria, there will be a big gathering with a lot of new students, also in Spain, in Italy, and in a few other places in Europe. So what we want is, if you have a gathering physically, please go to the Congress site and submit information about your convention. If we know about your gathering, even if it is small, even if it's only 1-10 gathering, we can invite you to speak in Yeshivat Havarim or in Mil, maybe. So please share information about your gathering. And in any case, as Anipier said, we are all gathering together in one heart at the Congress. And one last thing before I finish, just to repeat, I felt what my brother Anipier said. We all know that preparation, that the success of the Congress depends on the preparation for it. And preparation starts only after you have registered for the Congress. Friends, next weekend we are entering Lishma. And for this, we need everyone. So if you haven't registered, please, immediately after this lesson, go to the convention site and register. We need you. The world needs you. The Creator needs you. Chaim.
ולוח שידורים להיום, ה-28 ל-11, 22.
And the schedule for today, from 10 to 10:30 Israel time news with Rav Lightman in recorded 12 to 1 is a live afternoon lesson, and we'll finish with a song.
Verdadeiros amigos, essa oportunidade, corações derretidos e juntos, sentimento bom dentro e profundo.
Nascença, sentir a união e o amor, descobrir o bem entre nós e juntos como hermanos vivir.
Oleo, oleo, juntos a bailar, cantar e estudar, la união é a fé. Oleo, en plena unidad, la vida celebrar, festejando así el carnaval.
Carnaval.
Oleo, oleo, sing to the light. You don't have to fight. Together we'll open the sky. Oleo, kulam mitachdim, chogegim tachayim.